Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Living Lovely Podcast. I'm Amanda, and I'm here today with our first guest on the podcast, Evan. If you guys don't know Evan, he's my boyfriend. Say hello.
Hello.
Today, we are coming to you with a very, very requested episode. I get questions from you guys every single week, like daily, honestly, about relationship questions, questions that you guys want answered from both Evan and I. I thought it'd be best to have Evan come on here and answer the questions so we have like a guy's and a girl's perspectives on it. And I mean, we've been together for like over 6.5 years. So I feel like we both have like, I don't know, decent perspectives on kind of all the questions you guys have been asking. So that is going to be the main part of today's episode. But first, we're going to start out how we do with every episode with our highs and lows of the week and our favorites. So first, we're going to start with the low. So we end on the high. Evan, do you want to start out with your low for the week?
Being sick. I thought I was getting a cold. I kind of felt crappy and I've had a sore throat. So, I mean, it's definitely like a low.
Yeah, not fun. We don't like that. I was quarantining him for like the whole week and I was like, do not come near me. I do not have time to get sick. My mom was just sick forever and I'm like, keep all the germs away. I can't do it. My low for the week, I just like haven't been feeling that good, and I kind of touched on this in a vlog, but actually I'm not even sure if I'm going to post the vlog because it just was not a good vlogging week for me. In my class on Thursday, I don't know if I like had a little blackout, if my mom's freaking me out and like making me think that I had like a mini seizure. I really don't know. Like all of a sudden in class, like I just was like out of control of my body for a second. Like my vision like swung sideways and I just like don't really know what happened. So it was really scary. And then just this whole weekend, I just have not been feeling good. My head's felt messed up. My stomach just hasn't been happy. I'm just like not feeling that great. And I've had a lot that I needed to get done this weekend. And I kind of just haven't felt like doing any of it. So that would be the low for sure. But we're starting off next week strong. We're getting back into the swing of things. And hopefully we'll just both be feeling much better.
Oh, yeah.
By tomorrow. Also, I feel like, well, we'll touch on it in a little bit. Today's Super Bowl Sunday. I feel like we need to like
Make a prediction.
All right. First, we'll do with the highs. I'm going to do your high.
Hang out with you yesterday was like just like relaxing and we just like did nothing.
Yeah.
And then after we stopped hanging out, I went to the gym and I got like a really good workout in. I biked like 7 miles and it was like one of my best workouts I've had in like the past couple weeks. So
that's always good. It's always nice to have a good workout, leaving feeling good. Yeah, yesterday I needed to get so much done and we were like, no, you know, we're just gonna like lay around, like have just like a relaxing day. And I think we both really, really needed it. So it was really nice.
Yeah.
My high of the week, that was definitely one of them. And then I kind of have two other ones. I feel like this was like like a really sad week because I feel like we're all like, I feel like the whole world is still like mourning like the loss of Kobe and like everyone else that died. So it's been like a heavy week, I feel like, for a lot of people. Oh, Evan just picked up a ladybug. Hello.
It's Dusty.
Hi, honey. Do you need help? Can we get the dust off of you?
Where do I put this?
I don't know why you picked it up.
It was just crawling in front of me.
Just like put it on. I don't really know. Come here, sweetie.
It's just sitting on my finger.
Okay, that's right. Not going to work.
I'm just going to let it sit on my finger.
Okay. So my other two highs for the week were on Thursday, it was one of my best friend's birthdays. Me and my friend Sarah have been friends since like kindergarten. And she just she transferred to UConn last year. But because we were both kind of like in completely different schedules, we still don't see each other very often at all. But she's like such an important person in my life. And so I was so excited to get to like go out and celebrate her birthday with her. So that was really, really fun. And then on Friday night, you guys are probably gonna laugh at me. I went to a concert with my parents. We went to go see ABBA and it was like a tribute band. If you guys don't know who ABBA is, I'm sure you probably do. They sing Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia, but those are like they're probably their two most popular songs, but that I don't like the basic songs. I like all of their other ones that no one has any idea exist. And I thought I was going to be the only person under like 50 years old there, which like the majority of the crowd was elderly, but there were like a few other young people. It was just like such a good time. They just like it's such like happy vibes. Like their music just like puts you in a good mood. And so that was awesome. I've like wanted to see them for years and years. And so it was just, it was a really fun experience. So
that was the really ladybug good time. Just fell off your laptop and it's rolling on its back.
Oh, honey. Honey, come here. Come here.
It doesn't know what to do.
What happened to your wing, sweetie?
It like let it go out once it fell.
Why isn't it going back in?
I don't know. What's it doing?
Is it on me still? Yeah. Sorry, guys. We have another guest this week it's on the pod. Its own. Sweetie pie, get off my finger.
I don't know what's going on.
We're going to put you there, little honey bun. Okay. Next, we're going to go on to our favorites of the week. Evan was like, what do I do for this? And I'm like, anything. What is your favorite thing at the moment? Like, let the people know. It can be anything, a TV show, an item, or whatever. So we're going to see what he has to say for his favorite.
The show You on Netflix. I binge watched both seasons in like...
Sorry, ASMR.
It's all good. Like 3 nights.
Jeez.
Maybe three or four.
Both seasons you watched in 3 nights?
Yeah, well, one of them was... Well, I started, like, early one night, and I watched, like, a lot. Maybe not 4 nights.
That is very
like, 5 nights. That is... But still.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was one... I don't think we hung out last weekend for one of the days.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything... Like, I went to the gym in the morning and, excuse me, and then I just, like, watched that all day and all night.
Well, dang.
It's really good.
Yeah, I watched one or two episodes with him, and, okay, my problem is we watched it really late at night, and then I had to drive home afterwards. I can't do scary things at night.
It's not scary.
It's kind of scary. It's like, I mean, like, I could drive home and I was fine. Like, if we watched, like, Dateline or something, I wouldn't have been able to, but... It seems, like, good from what I saw of it.
It was really good.
I know a lot of people really like it.
Yeah, season 2 had a really good twist kind of towards the end.
Really? That's good to hear because a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but I feel like I was hearing people say that they didn't like season 2 as much as season 1. So you liked it?
Yeah, I almost... I think season 1 was better, but 2 was really good. It had, like, a twist, which I was not going to say.
All right.
And then they ended the season on, like, a really good twist.
Yeah. So, they're going to have another one coming?
Yeah, they said 2021 or season 3.
You have to wait a whole year?
Well, it takes a long time to make TV.
I guess. Dang. I cannot wait that long. That reminds me of, like, when I was obsessed with Pretty Little Liars in high school. And we had to wait, like, months for, like, the next season to come. And I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's really, like, binge-worthy show. Yeah. Like, I couldn't wait, like, a week, like, for every episode.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just one of those things, like, every episode just, like, ends on a cliffhanger and you just keep watching.
No, I get that. Going on to my favorite for this week are two, like, apps that I've just recently downloaded. I'm using one right now to plan this out. The apps GoodNotes and Procreate for iPad. I have talked to you guys about, like, my iPad in previous episodes. That's, like, one of my favorite. It's one of the best purchases. Not that I made because my parents gave it to me. But, like, one of the best, I feel like, investments that, like, I've owned. I really, like, really enjoy using it. I use it every single day. I was kind of afraid that it was going to be one of those things where, like, I got and I didn't use it as much as I thought I was going to. But... No, I really like it. I use it to plan out on my podcasts, on my videos, make to-do lists. I'm using it to study and take all my notes for classes and stuff. I originally downloaded Notability, but Amy downloaded both Notability and GoodNotes, and I was watching her take her notes on GoodNotes and stuff, and it just has a lot more features, I feel like, which if you're using it for school and stuff like that, I feel like it just makes it a lot easier. You can use notebooks to, like, keep all of your notes in the same place, and you can kind of do that on Notability. It's just not organized as well. I just really like the way it's set up and all the features that it has. And then the other one is Procreate, which I almost wish I didn't download because I've wasted so much time on it. People that do, like, graphic design and stuff like that use it, but you can, like, a lot of people, if you see people using, like, or posting outlines or drawings of people, like cartoon kind of things of people, they most likely use Procreate. And so it's really cool because you can, like, upload pictures and then you can draw on top of them to kind of like make cartoon things. And it's just like a lot of fun. Like I'm having a really good time with it. So those are both really good purchases if you guys are looking for apps for your iPads. Next, we are going to go on to the Bachelor Brief. And I feel like Evan is overwhelmed looking at all of my notes right now because they're literally so like scribbled everywhere. Also, if you guys want a visual for this episode, we're also recording it to post on my YouTube channel. So I'm going to like show you guys my Bachelor notes. And I feel like I don't have everything written down. I was planning all of this out, but then I kind of forgot that I was doing it. And I think I didn't finish it. So I'm hoping that I got most of the points and we will just kind of like flow with it. And it's even better because Evan also watches The Bachelor, but we have
me hooked.
Yeah, it's so good. Like I feel like every guy's like afraid to admit that they actually like it, but like they all like it. Like I feel like all of like dads and stuff, they're like, oh, my wife makes me watch it. Like, no, you enjoy watching it. Like my dad went up to the Cape this week and my mom called him and he was like, oh, The Bachelor's on, and he went and turned it on. Like it's like a thing. Like it's good. You just gotta watch it. You get hooked in it. So, Evan and I have not watched the episodes together yet for this season, just because, like, he has work, I have class in, like, early the next morning and everything, so we've just been watching them separately. So I feel like it'll be good, because we'll get to, like, kind of hear our thoughts on things, and I have you guys from the group chat, like, kind of talking about your thoughts and opinions, and I've kind of incorporated your thoughts into my notes as well, because I go back through our group me and look at everything. So, also, I will put a timestamp in the description if you guys are not Bachelor fans and you want to skip through this, so be sure to check there for that. Oh, and also, we did start a group me in my Facebook page, Amanda's Lovely Little Fam. If you guys want to join the Facebook page, be sure to join it. I'll put the link in the description as well, and also the link to join our group me if you guys want to chat with us during Bachelor Monday. We're going to start the Bachelor Brief. First, actually, I didn't tell you this. I don't know if you know this. This week, The Bachelor is going to be on 5 hours. Like, not in one day. Monday's episode is going to be 3 hours. And then they have another episode on Wednesday that's 2 hours. Why? So there must be some crazy drama going on. I don't know. But,
jeez.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited. So
I'm so tired.
Yeah. Monday, it's going to be on from 8 to 11. And again, Wednesday from 8 to 10. So.
Wow.
Previously on The Bachelor, we're going to start with picking up on Victoria F's date. So, you guys know I'm not a fan of her. There have been spoilers about her, and obviously I don't want to say them on here just because, like, I don't want to be that person that ruins it for you guys. But if you're curious, it's very easy to find. If you just Google, like, Victoria F, like, rumors, it doesn't spoil, like, what happens in The Bachelor, but it's just, like, about her outside of The Bachelor. So, first, Chase Rice, like, what? How? Like, how does this random girl, how did this random girl date Chase Rice? Like, I'm so confused. Like, if she's this random person from, like, where is she from? Like, Long Island or something?
No, how did I don't know.
How did she meet Chase Rice, and how do they date? And, like,
that must mean she must be, like, not famous, but, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Has like done something to like be around like famous people.
I have no idea. But what also just like doesn't make sense to me is like going back to a few episodes ago, she was like talking about like how she was so insecure. I'm talking about like the runway date. So she was so insecure. She didn't want to do it. She's crying and crying. And like, and if that's like, you know, a real thing, like obviously that's awful. Everyone has their insecurities and stuff. But then she proceeds to strut out on the runway in literally lingerie. Like, those two things don't go together. You are not the most insecure person ever. That, like, so bad that you're literally crying that you don't want to go on this date. And then you walk out in lingerie. I'm sorry. Like, the entire world just saw you. Like, you can't be that insecure. It just doesn't make sense. Then you've dated Chase Rice. Again, if you're the most insecure person in the world, you are not, like, confident enough to go and, like, one, talk to a famous person or date them. Like, that's, like,
that's, like, really weird how they, like, the producers, like, totally, like, planned that. Because I like, Googled something about it, and then it, like, came to, like somebody interviewing Chase Rice, and he didn't even know that it was going to be her. So
was
like,
it two girls interviewing them?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. It was like a text, like it was like an article.
Yeah.
But like, that's like,
yeah,
I can't swear, but that's like BS.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, they would, like, do that to him. Like, that's just so awkward. Oh,
absolutely. I know. I was going to say, like, the producers were straight up like, okay, Chase Rice X, check. I'm scared of heights equals roller coasters and bungee jumping, check. Like, yeah, we got totally, it. Perfect, like, date for you.
I bet when they're, like, interviewing the girls to be on the show, they ask them, like, their biggest fears and stuff. Like,
yeah. Oh, I'm
they
sure.
instigate. Like, I know it's for TV and, like, which, like, makes it good, but, like, they, like, tried too hard.
Oh, absolutely. Also, another little, like, thing, and I don't know if you guys saw this, Amy pointed this out to me. At the beginning of last episode, when she got the date card, she was so afraid that they were going to be going skydiving. She's like, I'm so afraid of heights, like, I don't want to skydive or whatever. She's been skydiving before. She has a picture on her Instagram of her skydiving. Like, what? I feel like this girl is literally just the biggest lie ever. Like, I don't understand. So I feel like that's very fishy. And also, if you're so afraid of heights, you want to marry a pilot? Like, that doesn't... You know what pilots do, right? Like, I'm confused. Whatever. Also, Peter's reaction to finding out that she dated him was so funny. Like, it was just, like, he clearly had zero idea that that was happening. Because he was so into the date, like, oh my god, like, if we end up together, like, maybe he'll sing at our wedding.
It was funny, like, it's funny how they, like, edit, like, the show.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, can you believe, like, Chase Wright played us a show?
I know.
And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
he's, like, poor guy.
So pumped.
He's so pumped. And then he's like, you're literally kidding me.
He was probably really pissed at, like, the producers.
Oh, I'm sure he was furious. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Also, continuing on to Victoria F. Sorry, we will be done talking about her in just a moment. But also another thing where I feel like she's just, like, fake. Up until this point, she's acted all, like, shy and, like, skittish, honestly. And then she exploded at Alea when she came back. And, like, honestly, like, obviously, Alea was wrong to come in and, like, kind of expose that her and Chase dated, because that's, like, her own story to tell. But it's not like these girls were never going to find out. Like, literally all of America knows now. And so, like, Alea definitely deserved to be, like, yelled at. I'm not... like, on the lay aside by any means, but, like, you aren't, like, a little quiet church mouse and then start cussing someone out and, like, telling, I don't know, I feel like it's just, like, all an act. Like, you can't go from being all shy and, like, barely talking to, like, literally being close to, like, strangling someone. So, I don't understand. I'm not here for this.
You're calling it out.
I am. I'm not a fan of her.
I
think
really
she's...
just care. It's just like...
But, like, it's
like,
just...
I know she's not gonna, like, win.
Well, yeah.
It's like... But I don't, like, hate her, so I'm just like, don't care.
I don't like the fakeness of it, and I feel like she's trying to get away and, like, make people feel bad for her when really, because I know the truth about her reality, like, in real life, it's just, like... I just feel like her innocence is, like, a complete act. Especially because if you go back to night one, what she said, I'm not going to repeat what she said, but, like, literally the first thing she said to Peter when she stepped out of limo, you are not innocent, honey. Like, if you don't remember, go and look it up. I'm not saying it. But, like, she's no saint, and I'm not here for it. I don't like her. Okay, we're done attacking Victoria F. now. We're going to move on to Alea, and we'll start attacking her instead. I mentioned this last week. The first episode that I talked about this, I really thought I was going to like Alea, and she completely gave me the wrong idea of her from the start. If she does not go home, I will literally lose my mind. I cannot handle her. I am so angry that she came back, and I'm honestly very angry at Peter, which I did not think that I would say, that he gave her the group date rose. Like...
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't, like, really remember.
She wasn't even on the
date.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That
she, like,
is...
sat in the center of the couch. Was... Yeah, I remember that.
Is that even illegal? Or is that even legal? Like, I feel like it's not.
Well, they can do whatever they want.
I mean, like, I feel like it's not. Like, all of the girls are just so furious. And, like, at this point, he knows he messed up real bad. And, like, going, kind of touching on, like, the Alea and Victoria P thing...
Oh, they were, like, making it, like, look like the other Victoria was, like, a big liar.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's
which,
exactly.
I don't know. She was number one on my list.
I know.
I'm just like, uh-oh.
I know. So,
she's slipping.
What I think is really happening here, like, first of all, I'm annoyed that the producers maybe it's not even the producers. They're making her look really bad right now. And I feel like they're trying to confuse all of us because we all thought she was like America's sweetheart and like this little angel. And I feel like they're trying to like make her look bad, which I think is just wrong and like they should not be doing, because I really don't think she has a bad bone in her body. So what I really think is happening here is it's like one of those situations where you're like friends with like there's someone in your friend group that you're like not really friends with, but they're friends with your friends, so you're kind of just like with them like by association. You like kind of hang out with them, but you're never really, you know, you don't get close to them. They're just like in the group, but well, like
it sounded like
there's
they were
there.
Both like, what is it, like Miss Teen, not Teen.
Well, yeah,
Miss,
no, they were in like Miss America competitions.
Their states, so like they probably like
they all know each
if
other.
They were like all like the top like 50, like they know of like of each other, and like
yes.
maybe they were in like the same event and like,
exactly
hung out or something. Just because you like know somebody doesn't
you're not
mean,
friends,
like,
with,
friends
them.
With them.
Exactly. Like I
like yeah, like she could be saying like, oh, like we've hung out. What are you talking about? But like. Because they got dinner because they were, like, forced out at an event to, like, be with each other.
Well, they did, like, Alea was like, we went, like, to Las Vegas together or whatever. And then Peter brought it up to Victoria. And she's like, well, like, yeah, we did. But, like I'm saying, I feel like what's happening here is because Victoria P is such a nice person. I mean, like, you don't straight up tell someone you don't like them if they're friends with, like, your friends. Like, they could have literally just, like, gone on this trip with multiple people and like they happen to be there together, but it doesn't mean that
yeah.
they're talking, they're hanging out, like they're friends. Like I feel like Alea, I feel like, is taking it too seriously and like thinks that they're like BFFs, but really they're just like acquaintances. And I feel like Victoria like is just too nice to straight up be like, dude, this is like how it really is. Like I actually don't like you. Like we're literally just acquaintances, and you know, like she's not gonna say that on TV because that makes you look bad. Like you wouldn't say that just to someone if you weren't on TV. I feel like that's the reason why she keeps saying like I just don't know what else to say. I just don't know what else to say, because she's not the type of person to just be like, we're acquaintances. We've been in the same place at the same time. We're not friends. Like I literally just don't like you. Like she's not gonna do that. So I could be wrong. But, like, do I think I am? Like, not really. Like, I feel like that's what's going on. Mm. I love her. I think she's a sweetheart. I don't think she would lie to Peter over this because she was so secure in the relationship that they had. Like, they had such a good date. And, like, I feel like they clicked so instantly. I don't think that she really has any need to lie to him about this. And I feel like the fact that every other girl in the house is so against Alea, like, that speaks volumes compared to, like, this one little, like, situation about them knowing each other. You know what I mean? So, okay.
Agreed.
Continuing on, the only point that I have left here, and if you think of anything else that happened in the last episode, feel free to bring it up.
I don't really remember.
But Kelsey had a one-on-one. And I was anti-Kelsey.
I kind of, like, didn't watch, like, that part. Like, I was, like, on my phone and, like, not really paying attention. Just because I don't, like her.
She impressed me, though. I liked her better after this first date. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. A lot of girls did in my, in the group me, at least. So, Kelsey definitely impressed me. I feel like she definitely got off to a bad start. They need to keep her out of the alcohol cabinet, for sure. But besides that, I feel like she's been through a lot in her life. And I think that, obviously, as she was kind of saying, like, that's kind of made her who she is. And she puts out this, like, hard shell. But, she just has been through a lot. So I do like her. She definitely redeemed herself for me. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say. And we kind of, I think they left us on a cliffhanger again, didn't they? Did they not? Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. 5 hours this week. We'll have a lot to catch you guys up on next week. So look forward to that. Now we are going to hop into the main part of the podcast, our Q&A, the relationship Q&A. As I said, if you guys want to be a part of future episodes, be sure to follow me at Living Lovely Podcast on Instagram. I ask you guys what you want the topics of the week to be for the podcast. I also do a Q&A every week, so you guys can submit questions about literally anything, and I will answer them at the end of the podcast. But this week is just going to be all Q&A, answering all of the questions that you guys have about our relationship, about just relationships in general, and hopefully we can give you guys some feedback and our opinions on it.
I'm sleepy.
Wake up!
I know. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Oh, should we give our opinions about the Super Bowl really quick? Okay, so just quickly. If you guys are watching the Super Bowl, or if you don't care about football, like, honestly, I'm not a huge football fan, so, like, this, I'm really probably not even going to watch it. But for background, I'm a Patriots fan. Excuse me?
I'm not a Patriots fan.
I know. You're supposed to say what you are.
I don't have, like, a team, but, like, my dad likes the Cowboys. So,
yeah,
like,
I was going to say Cowboys
for you. So, like, I root for the Cowboys, but, like, I don't, I'm, like, a diehard fan. But I,
that's me,
I
watch,
like, football every Sunday, and I'm, like, football's my favorite sport, and I'm heavily invested in watching, like, in the NFL, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Like, my dad has just always rooted for the Patriots, so I just have grown up a Patriots fan.
You're a fair weather Patriots fan, though.
I'm a what?
Fair weather? Like, you don't care, like.
No.
If they're, like, in the Super Bowl, you'd, like, think you're cool and, like, have, like, a jersey on.
Okay, no. Like, I literally just said, like, I don't really care that much. Like, I don't watch football. Like, exactly. I would watch them if they were in the Super Bowl. I would go to a game. Like, I would enjoy going to a game, but it's kind of the same for me for all sports. Like, I don't like watching them on TV. I want to be there. Like, I am, like invested when I'm at a game, but, like, I won't sit down and watch it on TV.
I've never been to an NFL game, but they're expensive.
They're very expensive, but I mean, I would like to do that. But, yeah, no, I'm not, like, diehard Patriots. It's just, like, that's who I grew up cheering for, so that's just what we do. But for the Super Bowl, who are you rooting for?
I don't really care, but I'd like to see the Chiefs win because their coach, he's been to a Super Bowl before and lost, and I think he's borderline Hall of Fame, he'll probably make it to the Hall of Fame. He's a good coach, but he's never won, so I'd like to see him win.
Yeah, and same for me. I'd like to see the Chiefs win. I literally know nothing, but who did I tell you about? Patrick Mahomes. There was this article, I think it was on Facebook, about him, or it might have been a tweet or something. I'm not really sure. It doesn't really matter. But, and I didn't even know who it was. Like, I literally looked up who it was, and then my mom was like, I think they're in the Super Bowl. Like, I literally didn't even know. So, like, but there was this tweet about him that, I guess he's from Kansas City, or lives in Kansas City, and he went out to, like, a pizza place with his girlfriend, or I don't know if they're, I think it's his girlfriend, I don't know, for dinner, and no one came up to them all night, like, you know, asking for autographs or selfies. They just, like, let them enjoy their night. And even when he went to go get up and leave, still no one had come up to them for anything. And so he, like, turned around and he was like, I, like, appreciate you all so much for just letting us have, like, a night to ourselves, like, relaxing night to ourselves. Like, this is why I love Kansas City. And after they left, it was revealed that, like, he had paid for everyone's bill in the restaurant. So I think, like, that's just awesome. Like, you know, I feel like there are not that many people like that in the world. And there was something else that I told you about. What did I tell you about? Oh, my mom heard somewhere that I guess when the Chiefs found out that they were going to the Super Bowl, they gave everyone that worked for them, down to, like, the custodians and their families, tickets to go to the Super Bowl because they were so excited to be in it. And I think that's just awesome, like, that they, you know, like, they're so excited and they care about everyone that works for them, even if they're a janitor. So I just really like that. I think that they obviously are, like, you know, like, good people for the most part. And so I would like to see them win because, you know, they deserve it. Okay, those are our thoughts on the Super Bowl. Now we are going to go ahead and get into the Q&A. I have questions kind of all over the place because I kind of figured that you guys would want to see this on my YouTube channel as well. So I asked on both accounts, but I'm going to start off with the podcast account just because, you know, you guys are my biggest supporters for the podcast, and so I want to get your questions answered first. Actually, first, I think we should start out with the basic ones because I've kind of seen most of them come in, and
you have, like, a head start.
Well, I didn't really think about any of them, but, like, I saw, like, a lot of people ask, like, I know you hate telling the story for whatever reason, but, like, how we met and like, how long we've been together. Like, those are just, like, I feel like the most,
you told the story like 300
times. I know, that's but like, but there are new people. I know. So, like, I have to, you know, like, update them. We won't tell it, like, in, like, a long story. But so we've been together for, like, a little over 6.5 years. How we started dating, we went to the same high school. I was a freshman, Evan was a senior, and we both had gym class at the same time. We weren't in the same class, but he was in, like,
connected kind of.
Yeah, so, like, I was in, like, kind of like the freshman gym class, and Evan was in, like, a,
like,
fitness, like, weightlifting.
Yeah, it's like a fitness class.
Yeah,
like, anybody could join besides freshmen.
Yes, so we had different teachers, but how our classes were run, where like we'd all do like the like warm up, like running warm up in the beginning, and we have like a weight room and a cardio room. So when my class was in the weight room, his was in the cardio room, and so on and so forth. Like we'd switch back and forth, but the rooms were like divided by a glass, like a window kind of thing. So like we could always see the other class. And so like I had my eye on Evan for like a while, but I didn't know who he was because he was so much older than me. And Evan would like my tweets on Twitter. And so I knew his name, but I had no idea that was him because like, you know, like guys don't really post like selfies for their like profile pictures. Like I'm sure it was probably something that wasn't of you. Like I didn't know what you looked like. I just knew the name. And so there was one day that Evan and like, I don't know, some other people, I couldn't tell you who they were, walked into the weight room while my class was in there. And I was in the class with one of my best friends at the time. And so her sister was older, like in Evan's grade. And so I was like, do you know who that is? And she was like, oh, that's Evan, and like said his name. And I was like, that's the kid that's been liking my tweets. And I was like freaking out. And so that was just like when I first like realized like that was him. And then I don't know how long later it was. Like I don't remember exactly when that was, but there was a riot at our school. The senior class, like Evan's class, was going to do like their senior prank, and it was just going to be like this like minor little thing where they were going to like do a cookout in the parking lot. And basically the administration found out and they were like, you're not doing that, and like shut everything down. And so they were like, we were going to do this innocent little thing and you don't want us to do it, so now we're going to go nuts. So basically the night before their senior prank was supposed to happen, they got all of the grades involved like on Twitter, because Twitter was like a big thing back then. The whole school did like a blackout, but it ended up being a riot. So the entire school wore black, except I remember you like didn't wear black. You wore like a black bandana, and I was like, this kid doesn't need, he can't even wear all black. I'm like, it's a blackout.
I don't know. Who knows when I went through my head.
And so, but the night before when everyone's like, you know, planning out what's going on with the riot, Evan tweeted, has anyone got some Heelys I could borrow? And like Heelys were literally my childhood. So when I saw that, I was like, huh, funny. And I favorited the tweet. And then shortly later, Evan DM'd me on Twitter and was like, so you got my Heelys? And the rest is history. So that's like how we started talking. I obviously liked him, but at the time I didn't really think it was gonna like become anything. And so we were just like talking casually, and then he invited me to his graduation party, which was like 12 days later. You refused to admit this, but it was 12 days later. And I like spent the whole day with him and like his friends at his graduation party. And then at night, his friends were like going into like a different graduation party, and we just like stayed outside in like the bed of like someone's truck. I don't know whose it was. And we were just, like, looking at the stars, and, like, that's when he asked me, and that's how it all started. But it was, like, very fast. Like, we literally talked for, like, 12 days. At the time, we were just like, oh, we'll, like, talk for, like, the summer kind of thing. Because I remember you were going away to college, and we were like, you know, it's, you know, I feel like neither of us, like, really expected much to come of it, but here we are 6.5 years later, and I'm refusing to let go. So, yeah. And the rest is history.
Right, Billy?
And now we have a little piglet son.
I don't even know where he is. I can't see him through the mirror.
I think he's sleeping in his pink house.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we met. And, yeah.
I had to burp really bad.
Okay, well, I can cut it.
Oh my god. Leave that in. It's like so, a segment to like the next topic. It's the seltzer. Seltzer makes me burp.
Yeah, it's very bubbly. Okay, so I figured it would be best to get those two things out of the way.
All right, let's do this. I have the cook on for the Super Bowl.
Okay. First question. What is our favorite date?
Getting like dinner or something. And then just, like, snuggling after.
Yeah, we got...
We don't, like, do, like,
exciting things.
We don't have, like, the Bachelor budget. Like, we can't rent out, like, a theme park.
Yeah, and not usually.
I wonder how much that costs of them.
I can't imagine.
They probably spend, like, so much money each episode.
But even at the same time...
when they have them, like, fly the planes, like, that costs so much money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, for, like, renting out, like, either, like, the stadium or, like, the theme park, that also gives them, like, great, like, exposure. Oh, yeah. So I feel like... it's almost like a partnership type thing.
I wonder if Chase Rice had to pay to be on the show.
Well, I don't think so. I think they reached out to him and he agreed to it because at the time, well, actually, I don't know if he knew this, but like in that interview that you were talking about earlier, he was like, it works out really well because the week that that show is airing, I'm releasing new music. So it's like great exposure. But yeah, so I don't think so. I think they like reach out to the people and have them on.
Interesting. Yeah, oh, just curious.
There was something else that I was going to talk about, but I just wanted to tell you guys this really quickly. Sorry, back to The Bachelor really quick.
I think our ladybug died.
No, leave her alone. She's fine. Back to what we were talking about with Chase Rice. I would just like to point out the lyrics of his song that he sang to them. If it's Monday and it's over, you know the show your girls all come over for, and the red wine's getting lower, and your last friend's out the door. When there's no more roses to go around, hit me up, girl, you know I'm down. So it's like literally about The Bachelor.
Mm.
It's a Monday, the show your girls all come over for.
Oh, what the heck?
Wine and roses. It's literally about The Bachelor.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good song.
It's a really good song.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know another funny thing I just thought of. I saw a video. Who was the one? I think it was Victoria, the blonde one.
Uh-huh.
Did he take her to, like a saloon bar kind of thing?
Yeah.
When they were driving in his truck, he was like, white wine or red wine? And she's like, oh, red wine. I love red wine. He's like, oh, me too. And then when they went to the bar, she got white wine.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I saw the video online.
That's really funny. That's really funny. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean like you like...
No, don't
but
like it.
But it was just funny how it was like...
That is very funny.
In like the next scene.
Red wine's disgusting. Okay, moving on. I'm moving in with my boyfriend in the spring. Any tips on that? So if you guys don't know, we lived together for like a very short amount of time. I'm just going to explain this very briefly because I get so many questions on it. It's absolutely absurd. So Evan was having work done on his house. He literally could not live on it. His house was on stilts to have his foundation rebuilt. So instead of living with his parents in like a camper for like several months, he moved in with my family and I. It was always the plan for him to just stay while his house was getting redone and move back in. A lot of people are like, why don't you guys live together anymore? So, that was just always the plan. It wasn't like
temporary.
It wasn't like we got sick of each other and we were like, okay, move out. Like, I was really upset that he had to move back out. We have, like, very little experience moving or, like, living together. But I don't know. What would you say about moving in? Like, tips on moving in together? Like, I feel like...
I don't know. We haven't really, like...
I know.
Yeah.
I feel
you just, like, do it. Like, I don't know.
But, like, I think they mean more than just, like, living together. Like, not, like, putting up with each other, but, like, I think that's more the question. I feel like, I know you're in the same place, but, like, if someone, like, needs their space, I feel like you need to, like, you know, like, let them do their own thing or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know, like, if he, like, wanted to, like, I don't know, whatever. I don't know what he likes to do. Say he, like, playing, like, video games, and he wanted to, like, play video games. Like, you can't get mad at somebody just because you live together, like...
They don't want to spend time with you, they want to play video games.
Like, that doesn't mean they don't, like you and, like, not want to hang out. They just want to do something they like doing.
Exactly, because if you weren't living together, they would be doing that anyway and just, like, you know, like, text you while it's happening or even not. Just, like, you know, like, so you need to understand that even though you're moving in together, like, they still have, like, a life outside of you even though you're, like, together, you know what I mean? So you need to let each other do your own thing and, Okay.
There's another ladybug.
Yeah, no, they're everywhere.
What the heck?
All came out of like hibernation this morning. They were all over the place.
I have not seen a ladybug in so long. I think this one's dead.
No, they're not. Leave her alone. She's fine. She's chilling.
All right, next question.
I got a lot of questions on what kind of dates we prefer to go on. I feel like our favorite things to do are just kind of just
get dinner and then hang out.
Exactly. We don't, and I feel like a lot of people are not going to want to hear that, because a lot of people were saying, like, we get bored with our dates. Like, we end up just, like, getting food and going to bed. And I'm like, eh, that's kind of our favorite thing to do. So, but I mean, other dates we do go on.
Like, obviously, like, we would prefer to, like, go travel to, like, Cancun for the weekend.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, we don't like have the means. Exactly. But, like, I mean, other things to do that are, like, inexpensive or free, like, go on hikes. Yeah. Go watch the sunset somewhere. Like, you
beach,
can
if there's like a beach or exactly like, a lake, like go just, like kayaking, that's fun.
Exactly. And I feel like, because obviously everyone has like different things around them and every location's different, you can always Google like cool things to do in your area that like maybe you don't know about, because that's something we actually want to try and do. Like before we end up moving, there was this list of things that I found like the coolest things to do in Connecticut, and so I'd kind of like to go to all of those things, and maybe we'll make a video out of it showing you guys just like some different places and different things to do. Favorite thing about one another. By the way, you two are a couple goals. Love you. Love you too, Amanda. She's the sweetest. Favorite thing about one another.
How kind you are. Obviously, like, you're pretty, dude. But, like, just, like, how good of a person you are.
Thanks, Bubba. Mine's, like, the same. Like, he just has such a big heart, and he cares so deeply. And there's just, like, there's truly no one like him. Like, I say it all the time. Like, if we were not together, I don't think I would ever date ever again. Because it just, like, just no one compares.
Love you.
I love you, too. Can you picture your life with one another forever? Absolutely.
I don't think we'd be dating this long.
No.
It would just be a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah, see, date night ideas. I've been with my husband for 5 years. We live in a small town, and we run out of ideas for date nights, so we kind of just eat fast food and go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, like, only so much you can do.
Yeah, but, I mean, because you're saying you're just eating fast food.
I mean, like, cook a good dinner.
Yeah, together. I was going to say, cook a dinner.
Like, go to the grocery store, like.
That's always fun. Turn like, on some music, dance around the kitchen while you're cooking.
Find, like, some kind of cool recipe or something, cook it.
Yeah.
And then, like, get, like, ice cream at the grocery store while you're there or something, and then just, like,
find a new movie that you've never watched. Yeah. Or, like, if you like going out to eat, find a restaurant that you guys have never tried and just, like, try a new restaurant each time. And it doesn't have to be, like, some expensive, crazy place, but even just driving like a little bit further to find something new just to switch it up.
Yeah, like Bojangles.
You're obsessed. Evan's been saying Bojangles all day.
I've never had it. I've seen it when I went down south, but I just heard they have good chicken biscuits and they have good hash browns.
How did you know you were ready for a kiss? Evan knew the second he saw me.
I guess I...
Evan was eager for a kiss.
I like you.
But, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, like, thinking about it outside of our relationship, like, I don't know. Obviously, if you don't feel you're comfortable, like, I feel like you'll know when you're comfortable for it, if you're, like, worried about
real life,
that.
Real life's not like The Bachelor.
No, real life is not like The Bachelor, but, moving on. Someone asked, how do you guys stay financially stable? So, I mean, I feel like that would be a question for when we move out, because...
That will be, like, the true test.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll be fine.
I don't buy anything, so
Evan is very good with his money. I, on the other hand, am not.
Like, I almost didn't buy meatballs today because they were $6.
Yeah, like, that is...
I spend my money when I want to, but I like to save my money.
Yeah, he's very good about it. And
I, like, save up for, like, big purchases kind of a thing.
Yeah, and my problem is I just buy something when I like it, and then all my money is gone. So I really need to get better about that, and that's one of my New Year's goals, and I just really need to, like, start doing that. My problem is, especially this month, because I want to get better, and I have, like, the motivation to get better about it, but I wanted to, like, get everything that I wanted for this new year to, like, start a fresh wardrobe and, like, the things I want, and now I feel like I'm, like, good and I'm set, and now, like, I'll be good for a little while to, like, start saving and whatever. But, yeah, right now it's, like, for me it's a little bit of a struggle, but we'll be fine. Everything will be fine. We got a lot of questions about do we fight, how we solve our fights, things like that. I say this a lot, and I feel like you guys, like, think that I'm making it up, but, like, we truly just, I don't think we've ever been in a fight. We bicker, I feel like, quite frequently, but, like, we've never...
Maybe, like a one, like, night, like, thing. We don't, like, fight, you know?
No, it's never, like, screaming at each other. It's, like, ever. And I feel like a lot, that's very not even unrealistic. That's not the word I'm looking for, but, like, I feel like that's very uncommon. And so, I feel like I've talked about it in the past. I feel like solving arguments can come out of kind of how we prevent them. Like, communication is just everything, and you can't bottle up your feelings to the point of, like, explosion. Like, if something's bothering you, you just need to, like, be open and honest about it and be like, this is bothering me, like, we need to fix it. Or just being like, you're annoying me, like, stop. Like, because Evan really likes to push my buttons. I feel like that's the kind of, those are, like, the only times that we bicker. Or if I'm just, like,
I annoy you and then you get nasty.
Well, that's because it's annoying. It's kind of fun. It's not fun. Like, you think I'm kidding, but, like...
I know.
we wouldn't even bicker if he didn't do that. Like, we just are... I feel like our personalities are just very compatible, and we just, like... I was saying, I think, I don't know if I said this in the last episode or what, but for those of you, like, who don't listen to the podcast and you're watching the video, I feel like we, like, yeah, like, our personalities are very compatible, and we just care about each other so much that, like, we don't want to fight. Like, we would never want to do something to hurt the other person because it would just, like, hurt us. You know, like, I don't ever want to see you upset, and I don't ever want to do something that, like, makes you mad or, like, you know, like, it's just, I feel like it's just, and I sometimes it's, like, unavoidable because it's, like, I don't know, if they're doing something that they don't know is bothering you and it's really bothering you, like, obviously you need to say it, and, like, but it's better to just say it from the start than, like, bottle everything up because they can't read your mind. They don't know that what they're doing is, like, bothering you or whatever. So communication is everything, and I feel like that's, like, what just makes us not fight.
Yeah,
because we just are, like, open and honest. Like, if you're bugging me, I'm like, dude, stop, I'm gonna punch you, like, stop. And then it's just done, you know, like, we just, like, get it out of the way.
I think the ladybug moved, by the way.
Yeah, she's so good.
She's good
if anyone was wondering. Have you ever done long distance? If so, do you have any tips? So
no,
we've never done, like, long distance, but when you first started college, it wasn't even long distance. He was still close by, but he, like, lived there. Just, like, talking, making time to talk to each other. You don't need to be texting all day every day. You don't need to see each other every day. Like, just letting you know that you're there, and, you know, you could FaceTime at the end of the night, or, like, everyone's, like, needs different things out of a relationship, so obviously that's going to differ, like, from each relationship. And we kind of talk just all day, even if it's about nothing. It's just kind of like, you know, like, we know we're there, we know what we're doing, we keep each other updated on, like, what's going on, and, you know, and, like, for us, like, that's enough. Like, we get it if we don't have time to see each other, but I mean, long distance wise, we haven't been
we update each other, like, everything.
Yeah, we
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, no, literally Evan will be like, I just bought Stop and Shop brand half fat vanilla churned ice cream. I ate about half a bowl of it with Nestle chocolate chips on top. Like, Evan tells me every detail about literally everything that goes on in his daily life. So, like, really...
You're like my journal.
Basically. But, yeah. So, I mean, like, obviously being super, super long distance, that's, like, much harder. But I guess my tips would just be to... FaceTiming, I feel like, is, like, the best thing, and it's nice that you can do that now, and it's, like, so easy to do these days. You don't have to, like, get on Uvu and, like, you know. So that's, like, I feel like our biggest tip. But besides that, we haven't really done, like, long, long distance, so, but that's what I would say. What's your biggest pet peeve of Evan's? I don't know if she's asking what my biggest pet peeve of, like, we'll just say each other's. Okay, Evan likes to push my buttons. We already talked about this. He... likes to just keep henpecking me until I literally explode, and he thinks it's funny, but it's literally, like, that is the one thing in this life that puts me in a bad mood. So stop it. That's what I would say. And you?
I don't know. I'm like trying to think.
I know what you've said in the past, but
I don't know what I said in the past.
I've tried to be better.
I don't know.
I haven't really been. In the past, you said that I couldn't pick a place to eat.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't either, so that's unfair.
No.
I've tried better, because I know that's
the thing you said. We've gotten better with that, but still, it's... I mean, I guess you could have worse problems.
Yeah.
But no, I really don't know.
I try not to bug you that much.
I really don't know.
I guess I'm doing a good job.
What was the question?
Like, what's, like, your biggest pet peeve, like, that I do?
You take a long time to get ready sometimes.
But, like, everyone does.
Yeah, but it just...
Like, me compared to my friends, honestly, I take less time.
Like, I don't know. I'm very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Impatient?
Yeah, impatient. So, like, if I'm ready, like, I want to go do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, today, like, I was ready, and then, like, I was like, all right, you ready? And you're like... just ate breakfast. Like, I was like, I'm ready to go out. Like, I want to, like, start my day.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something I don't like.
Okay. Well, not sure that's going to change. Sorry, honey. Okay, this question makes me really sad, but, like, it's not going to happen, so, like, whatever. We can talk about it. If you broke up, what's the best thing you learned, and would you consider it wasted time? So, well, I know we just kind of said, like, we wouldn't have dated for this long. It'd be a waste of time if we, like, weren't planning on spending together forever or being together forever, but I wouldn't consider it a waste of time, because I mean, like, we've, like, grown up together, like, I, like, literally grew up with him, and he kind of, like, turned into, like, a man, like, you know, like, we've, like, been together for that long.
We became, like, adults.
Yeah, and, like, so I feel like we have been very influential on, like, the type of people that we've grown into be, and...
we've kind of, like, molded each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, I wouldn't be the person I am if we hadn't been together, and, like, I feel like, I mean, like, the same for you. And there's never been anything negative that has, like, came out of our relationship, so, like, it's only, like, I feel like helped us grow as people and, like, you know, made life better, so... absolutely not. It would not have been a waste of time. And I feel like what's the best thing you learned is, like what you deserve, like, out of a relationship. 'Cause, like, I've been treated like trash in the past. And, I mean, like, really fast, you just learn, like, what you don't want to put up with and, like, what you deserve. And, like, Evan is literally, like, I don't want you guys to think that, like, our relationship is perfect, because it's absolutely not, and that's not, like, the thing that I'm trying to, like, that's not what I'm trying to, but, like, he is, like, the perfect, like, boyfriend, like, how everyone should be treated, so,
yeah. Am I supposed to answer this?
No.
It's kind of hard to follow up.
Just saying.
I love you.
I love you, too. What makes the relationship work so well? I feel like going back to just, like, communication. Just, like, just being...
compatible.
Yeah. Our, like, personalities, I feel like, are very compatible.
Like, we just, like... we, like, love each other, but we're also just, like, best friends.
Yeah.
Your camera's gonna die. Or something.
Oh, it stopped. In what moment did you know you were meant for each other? And I was kind of thinking about this because I, like, saw it first. And for me, anyway, I don't think there was just, like, a moment... but, like, I feel like it happened very fast, like, for me anyway, because, like, I feel like I went from, like, in all honesty, like, from when we first met, like, because, I mean, we didn't really know each other when we started dating, so it was kind of like, I mean, like, I don't know how long this is gonna last, like, we didn't, you know, like, I feel like a lot of people are like, become best friends with your, like, significant other first before you start dating, but, like, we didn't do that, we kind of just, like, fell in love and became best friends at, like, the same time, but, like, it happened so fast, like, the transition just, like, happened, like, I always say, like, when you know, and it just, like, I feel like there's not just one moment, it was just...
yeah, there's not one
moment. Like, it just, like, I don't know, it just happened.
Like, it's not like a light bulb, I don't think that's even possible.
No, so...
there's no way that's...
yeah.
It's not like, it's like a movie.
Yeah. I don't know if I can, like, hear you. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I am there. Talk quiet about it.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I wanted you to put the thing in so you could hear. How can I try and make my boyfriend more romantic? I feel like that's, like, kind of like not a thing. I feel like that's just like either you like are or you aren't. Like, I feel like, okay, this is what I've learned to realize over like the years. I feel like the super like romantic like act that couples put on for like social media and stuff, it's not like real. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like when you're growing up and you're like young or like in high school, it's not whatever. Like
a princess Disney movie.
No, exactly. Like, you're like, I don't know. You want like your boyfriend to post cute things of you and say cute captions and stuff, but like you're putting on an act for the rest of the world when like it's just not, that's not what's important. And like, obviously, if in real life he's just, I mean, like, not, I don't know, like saying like not necessarily like nice things, like not at least saying bad things to you, but like he's not saying like, you know, like the sweet things to you. Some people just aren't like that, I feel like, naturally. And I feel like you just, I mean, if that's something that you really need, you feel like you need out of a relationship, like you need like the kind of like the words of affirmation, I feel like you need to either be honest and like say that to them, that that's just kind of what you feel that you need in yourself. But other than that, I don't think you should take it personally that they're not that way, because that could just be who they are, because everyone's different. Like, everyone is going to act different in relationships and stuff like that, so... But if you feel like you need that out of a relationship, I would either be just, like, open and honest with them, or maybe they're just not the right person for you, is, like, sad as that is. But it's just, like, the reality of it, I feel like. You have any perspective on that from the guy's side?
This thing keeps falling out of my ear.
I know.
I don't know.
Like, would you... If I was, like... You need to, or, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just never, I don't know. It's, like...
I mean, like, you can, like, I feel like, being romantic is just, like, small, like, the small things that actually matter.
Exactly.
Like, buying somebody flowers just so you can, like, have a Snapchat story that your boyfriend bought you flowers. It's, like,
yeah, that's just not,
like,
important.
Who you are, like, what you're feeling. It's just you caring what other people, like, think about you.
Exactly. I feel like that is, like, and, the like, most... important thing that like a lot of people need to like realize is like it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about your relationship. Like, I feel like the less people know, the better. Yeah, exactly. You're like living your own life, and it matters like what is happening in your own life and not what everyone else is seeing.
Yeah, but a nice little picnic would be nice.
Ask your boyfriend to take you on a picnic.
Picnics are nice.
They are nice.
All right, a couple more, because Super Bowl is coming up. I'm gonna cook this. It's already 5 o'clock almost.
No.
All right. Like two more. Two more. We can continue this another time.
No, we can't. It's going up tonight.
I know, but I'm saying we can continue with the second episode.
I thought in a year. Like I thought maybe like a cool episode, because I've had people ask for it before. If like people sent in like questions for us, and we like from like their real life, and like we tried to give them advice. It might be fun.
Sure, I'm not like a life coach.
We could try to be. I feel like this is just like a quick one, so we'll do this. Do you think it's important to live with someone before getting married? So, I mean, obviously, like, we've only lived together for a short amount of time, but growing up, my parents were always like, it's important to live with your significant other before you get married, just because, I mean, a lot of things change. And for us... from my perspective anyway, I feel like it's only going to improve things, because I feel like, not that there's unhappiness in our relationship, but I feel like the only thing missing from our relationship is like we hate not being able to see each other every second of every day. So I feel like for us, it's like it's only going to get better. And because we're so open and honest about like things, like obviously like you're going to have to create a system of like who's doing like what chores and like taking turns and stuff like that. But because we're so good about it, we'll just be like, dude, put your dishes in the dishwasher, like, and we'll just do it, you know? Like,
I eat from paper.
We're not doing that.
I eat from paper.
Absolutely not. We're saving the world. I
hate dishes.
Well, I eat from paper. But, like, see, this is the things, this is just, like, stupid bickering. I don't know what I was just saying. But everyone else that I have known that, you know, has, like, been married and whatever, everyone says that it's important to live with your significant other, because a lot of things do change. Have you ever seen 90
Day Fiancé?
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé, not a good thing.
I mean, that's different because I guess they, like, well, I guess some of them know, truly know each other.
Yeah.
But, like,
and like
it always ends bad.
Yeah. But, and even, like, I'm not going to, like, use names, but, like, one of my friends was in a situation where she moved in with her boyfriend, and it just, like, kind of, I mean, that wasn't the thing that, like, destroyed their relationship, but there were a lot of things that, like, he would do that she could just, like, could not handle, and he just didn't care. Like, he, like, would literally just leave the apartment destroyed, and it would, like, bring her to tears because she just, like, couldn't handle it. Like, it was, like, to that point. And so, but I feel like I said, for our relationship anyway, situation. I feel like that's, yeah, I feel like that's just not going to be an issue because we work well together. But I do think that it's important. Your friendship with Amy is so sweet. How do you balance your time with Amy and Evan? So I feel like this is something that, like, not that I've had a hard time with over, like, the past several years, because they're both very understanding. But, like, since Amy and I, like, were living pretty far apart from each other, like, my freshman year of college and stuff, so we didn't see each other for a while. But when she moved back closer to the area, we started hanging out more and stuff. And Amy and I are just, like, we're, like, good for each other's soul. Like, we, like, motivate each other. We're just, like, we're also very compatible with certain, like, almost with, like, everything. We just get each other, and we're, like, just understanding. And so kind of having, like, a best friend that's, like, similar to Evan in a lot of ways, like, kind of, like, evens me out. And then I think it's important to have, you know, your friends outside of your relationship too, because, like, my mom has always said anyway, like, you need to have something to bring back to the relationship. Like, if you only had each other, you only, like, lived with each other, like, only saw each other every single day, you didn't make time for anything else in your life, like, even if that be work or school or anything, that's gonna, like, tear your relationship to shreds in, like, no time, because you don't have anything to bring back. Like, if you're just, I mean, you don't even have anything to talk about. You spend every second with each other. There's nothing to say. You know what I mean? Like, because they know everything that's going on. I mean, Amy and Evan get along well. Like, we went out for New Year's all together and stuff like that. And we've gone to, like, concerts together. And, I mean, they both know that, like, they're both important people in my life. And so it's important that I spend time with both of them. But, shoot. I'm sorry, guys. Like, the video's cutting out right now. But I'm sure you're not watching both. But Amy and I do a lot of, like, school-related things together, and she helps me a lot with, like, my YouTube, with, like, taking pictures and stuff like that. And then Evan and I have, like, our designated days on the weekend, and, like, Evan knows that, I mean, we're going to be moving away, and we're going to be living together, and Amy's going to be in a different place. So, like, it is important that, like, I take the time with her now and, you know, like, see her. And, like I said, we both motivate each other in different ways. Like, I feel like we, like, get a lot of work done when we're together and things like that. And so it's just, it's important to have, like, the time for each other. And it's important that both people understand that. Yeah.
ASMR. That's what people do?
That's very weird. I don't know.
Hello, welcome to
the podcast. Don't watch this.
Welcome to the podcast. Oh, that does sound nice. Billy Ray. Billy Ray has eaten a lot of hay.
So there were a lot of questions, and, like, we kind of already touched on this, so, like, I feel like I'll just, like, do it really quick again. Kind of back to the argument thing, like, how do you express your thoughts without it turning into an argument or, like, things like that? Just being, like, level-headed and not attacking the person. Just being, like, listen, this is really bugging me. Can we just, like, talk this out? Like, because I don't want to get angry. But, like, this one thing you're doing is bugging me, and, like, I would just really prefer if you didn't do it. And so, yeah, just, like, bringing it up level-headedly and just, like, just talking it out.
Who's the Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, it stinks every year, let's be real.
Is it J-Lo?
It's two female artists, and, like, but I don't even, like, what music does she make?
I don't know. I'm not going to be a hater right now, never mind. It just bugs me when, not even J-Lo, like, I don't mind J-Lo, it's more like Mariah Carey, like, you're, like, I don't know, 50 years old, like, dress your age, I don't know, it bugs me, that's all.
I just feel like I've never seen a good Super Bowl halftime show. I barely watch them, to be honest. I'm just, like, when they, like, perform, I'm just, like, not gonna care, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and, like, get some food and, like.
I feel like this is a quick one, so we'll do this one. How do you tend to get jealous ever? If so, how do you and Evan handle that? Trust in a relationship is everything. I feel like if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. And I feel like, I mean, when we first started dating, I mean, like, I'm a jealous person. Like, if someone looks at Evan for, like, literally 3 seconds, I'm ready to, like, get the claws out and attack. But, I mean, it's not that... I feel like that's not, like, a trust thing. It's just, like, a internal jealousy thing. But, like, obviously, like, we trust each other enough to, like, go out and, like, do whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's always just, like... It's natural to, like,
well, yeah,
be jealous, like, you know? Like, but it's not like a you're going out without me and I'm, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jealous type. You know what I mean? I don't know. Hold on. That's not the one. I feel like there's one. We'll do one more.
One more question. Billy's drinking water.
Of course he is.
He held it the whole time.
He did. We're impressed, Bill. Okay, well, I can't really find the one that I'm looking for. Sorry to everyone watching the video. It cut out for a little while. We're back at it. We're going to finish it up. One of the questions that I got the most out of, like, everything besides, like, communication and, like, fighting and stuff was, like, how to keep the spark alive, like, through so many years. And, like, the reason I was, like, kind of not going to answer this is because I don't really know if I have, like, a good answer for it. I feel like for a lot of these things, I'm like, I feel like we have it so easy. Like, we're just really lucky.
I feel like that's, like, a question you ask, like a married couple that's been together for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of people are saying, like, they've been together with someone for, like, 3 years and, like, it's, like, getting hard. But, I don't know. Like, I feel like... What's important is to just, like, kind of going back to, like, make your boyfriend a romantic or whatever, like, just continuing to, like, show the love that you have for each other. And, like, my mom has always said, like, it's important to, like, keep dating kind of type thing, even after you're, like, married or whatever. Like, it's important that you don't stop what you did to, like, get the person in the first place, if that makes sense. So, like, you're saying all these nice things, you know, like, going on dates, and not that you need to, like, go on a date every, like, week or, like, spend a lot of money and, like, do things like that, like, but...
be together and, like, do things.
Yeah, like, yeah. And make sure that the person knows that you still feel the same way about them and, like, you know, just kind of, like, again, like, the words of, like, affirmation, because, I mean, I feel like it would be really easy to kind of just, like, stop having feelings if... you just got so comfortable together that it was, like, you didn't say that, like, you loved each other anymore. Mm-hmm. You didn't compliment them or, like, you know, stuff like that. But kind of just keeping reminding each other, like, how you feel and things is just, like, what helps, I don't know, keep it alive.
Yep.
Okay, so we are going to end that there because it's 5:00. The Super Bowl starts at 6:00, and Evan's having a heart attack that he needs to go make meatballs. So thank you guys so much for listening and watching, depending on which platform you are listening to us on. If you guys are not already subscribed to the podcast and on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button on wherever you are. Also, rate us if you're listening to us on the podcast. Give it a thumbs up if you're listening on YouTube. Also, be sure to follow me on all my social media, Amanda Louise YT on Instagram and Living Lovely Podcast. I also have a Facebook page, Amanda's Lovely Little Fam. We're doing the group me. I will have the links everywhere for both of those. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys so, so, so much for watching and listening and submitting all of your questions. I love you guys endlessly. Thank you again. Until the next episode, stay blessed and don't forget to live lovely. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the episode, Evan.
Thanks for having me, host.
Bye.
You're a great host.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.